The same Teresa I married. The one who claims to love me so much she couldn't live without me. The one whose daddy made sure she got exactly what she wanted. And that was when he struck, without moving, without so much as changing his voice. The same timid little Teresa who can't even give me the only thing I've ever wanted from this pathetic excuse for a marriage. She flinched, but she refused to divert her eyes. All the more reason for a divorce. She tried for blasé, but failed miserably. Maybe for you, he shrugged. But I told you from the very beginning, Cara, there would be no easy way out of this marriage. Not until I got what I wanted from you, and that day looks to be a long way off. Unfortunately, cliché though it may seem, you've made this bed, and now we both have to lie in it. I can't live like this anymore. She buried her face in her knees and fought to keep the tears at bay. Neither of us has much choice. He sat up and stretched languidly before getting up to walk to the ensuite bathroom. Teresa heard the shower start moments later and took a few seconds to compose herself before swiping the hot tears from her face with the backs of her hands. She dragged on a gauzy peignoir and headed toward the kitchen to fix a drink of hot milk and honey.